You're listening to SBS News.
The Federal Health Department is considering recording cultural and linguistic background information from people when they have COVID-19 tests. It's a proposal that has the backing of the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health. Executive Director Dr. Adele Modolo says communicating with various groups could have been better if that data was available.
It would have been great to have done it months ago. It would have given us much richer data about exactly not only which sections of the community are getting tested or have access to information about testing, and therefore which sections of our community might need a little bit of additional information or support to access a test.
Dr. Modolo says the pandemic showed some of the communication gaps that need to be overcome. One example she cites is people with little or no English receiving COVID-19 information and test results via English language text messages.
We spoke with some people from the community who were quite disturbed about the test results coming through in English, because there they had in front of them right on their phone a test result that told them whether they were positive or negative for COVID-19, and they actually had no way of reading that message. So there, yes, I think that would have been another thing that we definitely should have made sure was delivered in languages other than English.
Dr. Modolo is part of a new advisory group set up by the federal government tasked with improving public health messaging to migrant and non-English speaking communities. She says the group has a good mix of representatives to offer advice to government.
So there are representatives there of migrant people with disabilities. There's a peak body. And of course, our organisation, which is a women's organisation, as well as other women's organisations. So I'm quite hopeful that the Australian government has got a good mechanism there for getting solid advice that understands how this issue has played out in multicultural communities.
With COVID-19 now largely contained in Australia, restrictions continue to be eased. In New South Wales, more people will be allowed to gather in hospitality venues and outdoor spaces from December the 1st. Up to 50 people will be able to meet outside, and the same number can visit a private residence as long as an outdoor area is also used. Smaller hospitality venues can have one person inside for every 2 square metres, and from mid-December, the working from home requirement will be removed. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says that's likely to see more people on public transport, and she wants to see more of those commuters wearing face coverings.
We notice a dip when community transmission is zero or very low. We notice people not wearing the mask, but we need you to wear that to prevent the virus spreading in case anybody with the virus is using public transport.
South Australia will transfer anyone who tests positive in hotel quarantine into a dedicated health facility, and police will be responsible for keeping the site secure. It's part of a plan to strengthen the hotel quarantine program. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says he wants National Cabinet to change the repatriation requirements for overseas citizens so that they're tested before boarding flights. And the Australian Open tennis tournament is likely to be delayed while negotiations over quarantine arrangements continue. The event is usually held in mid-January in Melbourne. Victoria's Sports Minister Martin Bakula says it will proceed, but its starting date is still being negotiated.
There's a number of potential dates on the table. I think I've seen reports that suggest that it's likely to be delayed by, a week or two. I think that's still most likely, but it's not the only option. As the French Open, I think, was delayed by many months. Wimbledon didn't occur at all. I still think it's much more likely that it will be a shorter rather than a longer delay.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.